Welcome to Ho-Choka Podcast.
What happens when a Lakota author and artist collaborates with our librarian and her students to create an illustrating project? Let's listen in. Hello, Metaki Epi. Welcome to Ho-Choka here at the center of St. Joseph's Indian School's campus. I'm Scott Wooster, your Ho-Choka host. Today, we are once again joined by Donald Montalo, an enrolled member of the Oglala Lakota Nation, award-winning artist, writer, and illustrator of stories, and an inductee in the South Dakota Hall of Fame. With him is St. Joseph's Indian School's librarian, Claire Nearing. This is a lesson planning session for Don's visit with our students in Claire's library class. Welcome. It's good to have you both here in Ho-Choka today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Claire, I've already talked to Don a little bit, and we learned about his books that he brought to the earlier podcast. As you join us for the first time today, just give us a brief sketch of who you are, how you came to be where you are. And before you get started, I'm going to spoiler alert this a little bit, but I want to just say that you are the Catherine Hershey Educator of the Year, and you just received that award here within the last month. It's kind of a big deal. I'll say that much. You don't even have to respond if you don't want to. And then I'll let you give your sketch on what that means to you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Scott. Yep. So I came to St. Joe's about 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. My husband and I were living in Michigan, and he saw an ad in the paper that St. Joe's was hiring. Roger, my husband, had worked in Native American schools before at Flandreau and Cherokee and also American Samoa, so he was really excited. I'd done residential work myself. I'm actually trained as a therapist, mm-hmm. but I have done residential work, and my master's thesis was kind of on the medicine wheel, so it seemed like this was going to be a good fit for us. Mm-hmm. So we came out as house parents, yep. in the high school program for several years. Later, I transitioned to do half house parenting, half school. And then the librarian retired, and they said, hey, you know, you worked in a library as an undergraduate. You know, you should be the librarian. Mm-hmm. I'm like, sure. So that's kind of how I came to this. Yeah.
And how many years ago was that? When you became the librarian?
I think eight.
It's been
years.
That long,
yeah.
Now. Wow.
Has. So I've been taking classes in librarianship ever since I started. Yep. The state library has given a lot of really great trainings.
Yep.
And then got my teaching certificate and. Yeah. From
and,
there.
And you bring quite a bit to that job as a guy who gets to watch that. It's not just stocking books you bring quite a bit of personality and yourself into that job.
We gotta have fun. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's part of why the Hershey Award was given to you is that it's not just what you would stereotypically maybe think of as a librarian.
Oh, yeah, me saying shush and check out a book? Yeah,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's not a shushy kind of place. And that's why I'm really excited to have an artist come in.
Yep.
Especially somebody the kids already love your books.
Okay.
And so, yeah, this is going to be great.
Which is great. So
yeah.
You guys are going to get to work together yet this afternoon with all of the kids. Who exactly is he going to work with this afternoon? Who do you have him set up to be with?
Okay. So our first class is going to be combined third and fourth, 3-2, one of our third grade classes, and 4-2, one of our fourth grade classes. So there'll be about 14 kids.
Okay.
They're all interested in art, so I think that they're going to like this a lot. Also, when I showed them the books, one of my third graders grabbed Shugpe Namaka, and he said, I love this book, and I'm checking this out, and runs off with it. So,
nice.
Because we've read that one together. So that will be our first class. We'll be younger. They're enthusiastic. Our older kids will be our second class, our seventh graders. And several of the kids in that class are also interested in either writing books or comic books or doing illustrations. So I'm thinking they're really really interested in how you go about doing that. You know, how do you become a book writer, and how do you make really good illustrations? So, yeah.
Okay. Cool. So those kids are very lucky to have you here today, Don, and also what a lucky man you are to be able to come in and inspire these kids, Native American students. And you've done this type of workshop before. This is not your first rodeo, correct?
No, this is not my first rodeo. But we started working with the children is because Tashunka was my first book out. And what I wanted to do is have a different spin on it. I wanted to have it in English as well as Lakota. Mm-hmm. So I had to have a speaker who spoke Lakota ever since she was born. Do the Lakota part for me. So it's really an everyday Lakota language. It's just easy to read.
Yep.
And from that developed Tashunka. Muskrat and Skunk came out of that book. And then what happened from there is that I illustrated another book called Tatanka for the museum in Pierre. And they took all three of those books and they combined those books into a second grade read for a summer read program.
Okay, so you don't have a lot of time in these classes. You got a 40-minute class, and so you need to make as much impact as the two of you can, right, in this short amount of time. Claire, what do you expect to accomplish in this time?
Well, actually, one of the things we did was combine classes and time so we get a little bit of extra time.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a fuller amount of time.
Yeah.
But my hope is just that the kids get to see Don's process in writing and drawing, and then get to do some art under the guidance of the master here.
There we go. And you said you've done this before. Any favorite memories or stories that you want to share from this? I know you shared about the honoring song for sure.
It is a real good deal because it was here at St. Isaac Joe's. I presented in the Chamberlain School.
Okay.
Public school. And then they took me down to Crow Creek and we did a little thing there. And there was this little bitty girl. She must have been 5 or 6 years old. Mm-hmm. But she was coloring all her little horse and everything like that. And she really got into it. And at the end, she picked it up and she says, "Can I have a picture with you, with my horse?" Mm-hmm. And I could have took her home with
yeah,
her.
Yeah.
But it's, those kids, they're our real life. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're the reason we live. And and to give them something back is really cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Absolutely. It sounds like the work, doing this work with the kids, they give as much to you as you do to them, for
Definitely.
Sure.
Definitely. I feed off them. You know, when I was a teacher in Cheyenne River, I taught K-8, and I took home so many ideas at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to put those down, and I wanted to steal them from all the kids because their art ideas were so fresh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But It's crazy. It's really a benefit to me personally, more so than them.
Okay, so let's zoom in a little bit on specifically what you intend to do, and I see you've brought some props here that maybe you can tell us exactly how that will work with these kids in the classroom.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a 9-inch by 14-inch piece of paper, and we've already put the pattern for the horse on this paper so that the kids are going to color that horse. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take that piece of paper from a flat two-dimensional surface and we're going to cut it and fold it and so it goes to a three-dimensional.
Okay.
So what the kids are going to have when they finish this project is they're going to have actually a statue of their horse that they did flat.
Okay.
So it's really cool because you need to see the transition between two-dimensional to three-dimensional.
Yeah.
And it really gives a whole different effect to the children.
Okay. And can you illustrate that just for our viewers, too? Can you hold that up? Maybe the starting piece and where the... Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. As many as we can. I can hold one up.
But we have a flat two-dimensional. This is our surface that we're going to have.
Okay.
And it's folded. And what we're going to do is we're going to put an outline of the horse that we're going to be drawing on. And then, so it'll be a drawing, and then we're going to transition that drawing into a colored image.
Yeah.
Cut that image out and create one of these images that we're showcasing right here. You know, it's not a long process, but it's a process that the children themselves are going to have to. And as an artist, I think as an artist, I really have an in with children because I'm not doing anything other than letting them create, and I'm letting them make a mess, and I'm making a cut and paint and everything.
Not disciplining.
No, nothing. I'm just saying, hey, do you know how to make a star? Can you make, let's make a star here. Yeah. How about a lightning streak? So I'm just throwing ideas out for them so that they can, how about color blue? What do you think about blue or red or something like this, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's just do this. And so all these are just little things, but these are the more advanced deals that you can do. You know, you can put butterflies on them or whatever you want to do, you know, and things like this. Yeah. So, and then what's really cool is at the end of this whole deal, my wife, Paulette, she's with me today too, and she always tells the children that she's going to punch out their eyes. And they all go, scary, you know. But what she means is she's actually going to make punches in their eyes so that they have little holes in their eyes. So,
oh my goodness.
So
yeah, nice.
That's my lady that follows me.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. And you guys make a good team. And I think the three of you will today when you're in the classroom. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I know you guys are.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm excited. Too.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Because when I was a little guy, my dad taught me how to draw on a piece of paper, Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, and these are my Mickey Mouses and Donald Duck.
So it sounds like your dad lit a fire in you, and you hope to do the same thing with these kids today.
Yes.
It'd be great.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so are there any plans to do anything with the work when they're done?
Well, we'll have a videographer in the classroom with us while we're working. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your viewers will be able to watch the kids as they make their progress.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Excellent. Yeah. And then what happens with these? Do the kids just keep them? And
I think the kids will probably want to keep them, but we may display them. There is an art case that we could put them in as well.
That would be really ideal to do because then they can show a pride of ownership, you know. And that's the part of an artist, too, because you really want to showcase your artwork. And that's why we wanted to combine the two classes together for a little bit more time because 40 minutes would have been really, really tight.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can work a little bit longer with them. And I think we have a lunch after that, too. So we can even kind of scoot if we have to into that.
We can scoot.
And then they can still, Claire can take the children, and those that don't finish, they can still finish them.
Yeah.
They can finish in the next class that they have with me if they want to.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, I'll let you guys quit gabbing with me and get to the real work of getting with those kids. But I do say thank you to both of you for joining us here, and thank you for what you do with the children, sharing those gifts.
Well, if you can ever come and see us while we're doing these things, we'll punch your eyes out, too.
Yeah, there we go. I love it. All right. And we'll consider that an invitation to our viewers out there, too.
That's Yellowbird, and I'm from Pine Ridge Reservation, 75 years old. Who knows what Tashuka is? Whatever you want to do, you want to make lightning strikes on this? Or you want to make some stars on it?
Thank you.
We'd like to thank our viewers for joining us here at Ho-Choka at the center of St. Joseph's Indian Schools campus, where we talk about issues that are central to Native American education today. Until next time, stay centered.